Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Claire Lopez will be with us, along with my co-host in that segment, Rick Manning, joins us. We'll be visiting with Claire and Rick about what's going on. I don't know, you know, most people are of course, you know, very much focused, as we all are, on looking at what's taking place with Ukraine and Russia and that situation. And we've done a lot to identify and bring that to the forefront, but there are some other issues that are going on around the world, including a significant uptick of terrorist attacks against Israel that started conveniently in March, in basically simultaneously with the attacks of Putin invading the Ukraine. So we'll talk with Claire and Rick about that in our last segment. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas joins us. There is, of course, Ketanji Brown Jackson was affirmed. And those of you in Utah, I again want to encourage you, you need to go to Mitt Romney's office and respectfully request a comment sheet, and you need to let Mr. Romney know that voting in favor of someone who gives light sentences to pedophiles is not in the best interest of those people who he serves in Utah, or the rest of the country for that matter. But a lot of big cases coming up. There's an affirmative action case. We'll talk about that. There's an abortion case. And there's a big religious liberty case that's going to be one of the first ones out of the gate. 303 Creative LLC and Alinas, a Colorado web designer, who is basically saying, I'll serve people, but I'm not going to serve same-sex couples having to do with marriage ceremonies and creating a wedding site. So that's going to be coming up. We'll talk about that with David Shostokas. And then bottom of the hour, Dr. Vincent Peter Pry is going to be with us. We'll talk with him about some of the tensions that are rising. Are we on the verge of a World War III? There's a whole lot of activity that's going on, some that's in the news, some that's not in the news, and an absolutely impotent, completely impotent administration with their hands on the steering wheel. It's a very scary thing, but with God, all things are possible. All right, I want to welcome my next guest to the program, my first guest today to the program, and he is subbing in for Michael Morris, who has been subbing in and is now taking the permanent place of Dan Gaynor. I want to welcome Brian Bradley to the program. Brian, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, it's great to be here, Pastor. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, my goodness, sir, there's kind of some really big news. It's interesting. Last night we were texting back and forth about, you know, topics for this morning and what are we going to talk about and what have you. And you noted in the text, you know, I think we're going to need to talk about Elon Musk. And what's the first big headline out of the day, right? Elon Musk has now been sued because, oh, well, he missed some kind of a filing deadline. I mean, the bottom line here is Elon Musk bought up almost 10% of Twitter stock, and they're going nuts now. This is the kind of stuff that the left has been doing quietly under camouflage. Disney wouldn't be woke if the left didn't have such an interest in their stock, right? Coca-Cola wouldn't be woke if it was. I mean, all these woke corporations are woke because there's enough stockholder positioning by leftist woke activists so that they don't really have to worry too much about their fiduciary responsibility. And now Elon Musk does it, and the left is absolutely going into convulsions.
So I found this really interesting because a couple days ago, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal came out and released a statement and said, Elon's not going to be on our board, and there's going to be a lot of distractions in the coming months. And you know, the message to staff, we're going to have to push through those distractions. That kind of left everyone scratching their head. What kind of distractions is he talking about? And there was a lot of speculation about whether Elon could be planning some sort of hostile takeover, quote unquote, of Twitter, where he has more authority over the company and can just buy it outright because he's got the billions to do so.
Right.
And now we see this, and it's hard to look at this and not think that it's some type of preemptive move to prevent Musk from potentially taking more power. So, you know, it kind of begs more questions about what's going on behind the scenes here. But this is, you know, this is quite interesting, and it kind of goes to show that the leftists over at Twitter are in panic mode right now.
Well, I think that's a big part of what, you know, what we're watching here. There was a tweet out by Real Brit Hughes, Brittany Hughes. She wrote, leftist social media elites hate Elon Musk because they genuinely believe they'd built an untouchable system of control. They're the wizard, and he yanked back the curtain. And I think, to your point, I think that's exactly what you just articulated so well, Brian, is this it's really also Elon Musk has been a pioneer in a lot of things. People said, oh, well, you can't send people into space, you can't do this, you can't build a space station, all these things you can't do, and Elon Musk keeps saying,
well, why not? And then he, creates, you know, I mean, they told Henry Ford, right? When they were pulling wagons with horses, they told Henry Ford, you're a nut. There's no way you're going to get, you know, those ugly things out on the road. People aren't going to buy cars. What are you, out of your mind? Automobiles? Musk has been breaking the barrier. I think he's given us a roadmap, Brian, to how we take back free speech. Yes, we can build our own platforms, but what about just buying up the ones that are there?
Right. Yeah, and Elon Musk isn't the type of personality to back down. You tell him that things are done a certain way, he says, okay, I will call that and I will raise you. You know, and we've seen that, you know, all throughout his time at SpaceX and just with his criticism, you know, when he went on Joe Rogan, people were criticizing, you know, certain elements of his interviews there. And then you just saw him kind of appear even more in the media and kind of getting more under people's skin. There's a certain, vinegar that he walks with that really likes to kind of, you know, play the heel a little bit. So I don't see this ending anytime soon. I don't see him just kind of like shirking back and, you know, going quietly into the night. I think we're going to see him become more and more prominent in the social media discussion moving forward. And hopefully, you know, it motivates conservatives to speak out more, and it motivates us. It motivates conservatives to stand their ground, because more times than not, we see, and we actually catalog censorship at censortrack.org here at MRC.
Yep.
We've got over 3,500 cases documented there. More times than not, big tech is censoring right-wing and right-leaning points of view, more so than left-leaning points of view. Yeah. So hopefully there's some emboldening going on as Elon could be moving more toward a leadership position at Twitter now. Some emboldening of the conservative ranks, if you will.
Yeah, no, I'm on page with you. Well, I'm on your censor track, and actually, for those of you that are watching the program, you'll see Brian Bradley, and underneath that is the page he's talking about, censortrack.org, censortrack.org, and you can follow it. And I've got several cases up there, Brian. I was banned for life on Twitter. I was banned for life on YouTube. I was banned for life on Vimeo, and I was banned for life on, did I say LinkedIn? On LinkedIn.
No.
Yeah, I was banned.
I believe it.
Yeah, banned for life on LinkedIn. And why? Because I talked about election fraud. I actually had someone that came on my program who had testified before the Pennsylvania, David Shostokas, who will be with me at the top of the next hour. David was on my program talking about his testimony. They banned that. Oh, can't talk about that. I've had Dr. Judy Mikovits on, and I don't know if you saw the Dr. Brian Artis interview yet that he did with Stu Peters, but Dr. Artis was on my program talking about remdesivir and what he had discovered, what he had read about it, how dangerous it is, and now it's worse than we even imagined. And we'll talk about that tomorrow with the doctor. But now we could talk about that in the sense that, again, it's censorship, right? They won't let you talk about what's really going on so that the public is aware of how dangerous certain issues are.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And I think in the lead up to Trump taking power in 2017, we saw an oligarchy. We saw people kind of getting their views across from the top ranks and kind of trying to steer society toward its whims, but when Trump got in office, something happened to where that oligarchy became totalitarianism. And now what we're seeing is people are not only dictating which topics you can talk about, but it's which topics you can talk about when we say you can talk about it and about the people who we say you can talk about. You can talk about things, you know, for instance, with regard to election integrity, what did we hear after after the 2016 election and for all 4 years of Trump's presidency?
That's right.
We heard that Russia stole the election in favor of Trump. And at the first mention of potential interference with the election in the lead up to the 2020 and Election Day 2020, we heard that
you can't talk about it because
Trump lost. Essentially, Trump lost. Therefore, it was a fair election. And anyone who challenges that, we are just totally going to censor, and we're totally going to do away with you from the conversation.
And we should add, we're going to go into a break here, and then we'll come back out. We'll talk about some more of this on the side. But we should also add to that, Hillary Clinton has continued to suggest, she is still to this day, continued to suggest that there was interference, even though now the evidence has come out and the New York Times even had to print an article, and we've got the Durham report with Sussman and all of this stuff that's come out that basically has said that the whole Russia thing was completely and totally made up. It was paid for.
Yeah, fabricated.
Absolutely, and paid for by the Clinton campaign, of all people. And yet she continues to try to tell us, I still believe it's true. I still believe he stole that election and the Russians helped him. She is a nut. We'll be back with more after this. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. 1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Brian Bradley. I want to encourage you to check out censortrack.org. Censortrack.org. And you can find the cases that are there. In fact, you'll even find some cases with my name attached to them. We were banned, of course, as those of you that listen regularly know, we were banned on Vimeo. They tried to delete all, well, they attempted to delete all of our videos. Thank the Lord we were able to get a lot of that downloaded before they got rid of all of it, but some of those are gone. YouTube was the first one. Well, Twitter was the first one. Brian, I called Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. I'm not. Look, if you're going to run, and now, you know, the gal that was running the prostitution ring there, I believe, got busted and got, didn't she? I think she got deported.
Right.
Yeah, for running the prostitution ring. But he was running a prostitution ring through the House Intelligence Committee. And then Reuters does an article that says that, gee, the CCP somehow got a hold of an NSA spy program. I can't even imagine how that could have possibly happened. So, you know, anyway, but yeah, Twitter banned me. Yep. YouTube banned me for talking about, you know, the injection and the election integrity issues. And we were going to talk about that. You mentioned something about that as we were going into the break. But the, you know, you go ahead and share with the audience about that, if you would, please.
So on the election integrity front, and by the way, I mean, I feel you on the Swalwell stuff. I mean, they are just, you know, totally going after the little man, and you do as you're told, and we get to decide which issues are moral issues, and you don't have any say. And you know, to that vein, we see still the media suppressing the Hunter Biden story. The New York Times acknowledged it about a month ago. You know, they finally came through in an article and said the contents of this laptop were real, and they were concerning pay-for-play elements of emails between Hunter Biden and a Ukrainian businessman. He was trying to see to meet Joe Biden while he was vice president. But the New York Times admitted that in a 24th paragraph, said, okay, these emails are real. And then finally, the Washington Post came out at the beginning of this month, and they said, perhaps there's a danger to suppressing stories like the Hunter Biden laptop controversy. But the flip side of that is there has been no accountability for Joe Biden. These publications are not asking for any kind of accountability from Joe Biden. You might get a couple questions from the Fox News journalists like Peter Ducey or Jackie Heinrich or the folks from OAN. But during the Trump administration, day after day, we had, you know, about 75% of the journalists in those press briefings asking, you know, not only tough questions, but ridiculously tough questions, totally unreasonable questions, you know, things like, I remember people were making a big deal about how he eats McDonald's or how he always has to get two scoops of ice cream and, you know, his staff can only get one, you know, things like that, just totally nitpicking. We should get twice the amount of that nitpicking about this New York Post Hunter Biden story in those press briefings asked to Joe Biden. And we don't get any of that. This is still incredibly contained. They're still policing the way that information can get released, and they're making sure that it does not implicate their darling Joe Biden. And that's, you know, that's the frustrating part, that there is someone in power who was implicated in these emails. And it's clear as day, you know, that the Ukrainian businessman had a reason, at least financially, to get access to Joe Biden. But we totally see the media just covering that, concealing the Joe Biden aspect of the Hunter Biden story. And, you know, we continue to see that.
Well, it's interesting. In the Post, you've got new Hunter Biden laptop bombshells, how he got unauthorized Secret Service protection, begged Joe to run for White House to salvage his own reputation, and made porn films with prostitutes. Forensic experts have proved the laptop is his. And mainstream media is just, like you said, they just come out now, a year and a half later, and said, well, yeah, you know, there might be something to the smoking gun. I mean, this is what is contained here, and the connection to Joe Biden, you know, to me, this definitely should have swayed an election, and you know, we would have known for sure how many of those 80 million people were still in their graves, because the ones that weren't probably wouldn't have voted for him.
Right. And MRC did a study right after the 2020 election that found that 4.6% of Joe Biden voters would not have voted for him had they known the Hunter Biden laptop story. That would have been enough to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump.
And to that election thing, too, something we were talking about at the close of the last segment, and I'll just close with it, and that is that, you know, Hillary Clinton to this day has still come out in interviews and made comments that President Donald Trump didn't win the 2016 election. And even though there's absolute concrete evidence that there was no Russian collusion and that it was all absolutely 100% made up, she continues to go on about it, and the media won't say anything against her about it. But if any of us say anything about the 2020 election and the integrity, and you have three, potentially four states that are looking at decertification. Hello?
Right, right.
Brian Bradley, no, Hillary
Clinton, thank you very much.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My next guest is a regular monthly contributor. He's the executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security, a congressional advisory board dedicated to achieving protection in the United States from electromagnetic pulse, EMP, cyber attack, mass destruction, terrorism, and other threats to civilian critical infrastructures on an accelerated basis. Also the director of the United States Nuclear Strategy Forum, another congressional advisory board that develops policies to counter weapons of mass destruction. I want to welcome to the program Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Dr. Pry, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Pastor Greg.
You and I were talking in the green room getting ready to come on to the program about a Biden policy that essentially is going to ban what you suggested was a very important nuclear deterrent within the American military and national security structure. Can you talk about that? Because I have to tell you, I have seen absolutely no articles on it whatsoever.
Okay, I've got an article coming out, called None Dare Call It Treason. Biden bans nuclear weapons critical to U.S. national security. In fact, it's going to be published in series by Newsmax Platinum. But let me talk to you about the essence of what has happened in Washington. The Biden administration has launched something called the Nuclear Posture Review. This is really, nuclear posture reviews are rare. They basically define what is U.S. nuclear strategy going to be? How many weapons do we need? What is the U.S. strategic posture going to look like? Okay. And I think maybe there have only been five or six nuclear posture reviews been done in the whole history of the U.S. nuclear weapons complex. And Biden has decided to launch one of them.
Wow.
And that is because the Biden administration is the most anti-nuclear administration that has ever existed in American history. The Democrat Party has been captured by anti-nuclear activists. And these people are determined to try to, we've talked before in your show about how there have been crazy proposals by these people. But these crazy proposals can become reality. To do things like ban all U.S. ICBMs unilaterally and ban U.S. nuclear bombers and cut the ballistic missile submarine force in half so that we only have a few hundred nuclear weapons and a handful of boats, because that's all we need, according to these people, and that it's okay for the Russians to have huge advantages over us. And that, unfortunately, we're starting to move in that direction with these two developments that have happened. Because there's a classified version of the Nuclear Posture Review. It hasn't been made public yet, all right? And maybe they won't make it public because they don't want the public to know. But apparently Congress, it's been given to Congress, the classified version of the Nuclear Posture Review, and a couple of things that have leaked out of it are the Biden administration wants to ban what's called the sea-launched cruise missile. In fact, they have banned it. they have cut out the funding for the development of the sea-launched cruise missile. Its official name is SLCM, for sea-launched cruise missile dash nuclear, a nuclear version of the sea-launched cruise missile. In fact, it's there's not even a conventional version of the SLCM anymore. People who have been around might have heard of the Tomahawk cruise missile. That was President Reagan introduced the sea-launched cruise missile. It eventually was also an air-launched system. And the Tomahawk was dual-capable. It could carry a nuclear warhead, or it could carry a conventional warhead. And during the Obama years, Obama was also anti-nuclear. The sea-launched cruise missile, the Tomahawk, was around so long that it basically became obsolete and it was difficult to maintain. But Obama also wanted a world without nuclear weapons, so he used the aged nature of the Tomahawk as an excuse to basically abolish the missile. And so I think it was back in 2013, or back in the Obama years, we all of our Tomahawks went away, and we didn't have this kind of a system anymore. And when Trump came into office, he said, you know, the Russians have got a 10-to-1 advantage over the United States. The Tomahawk, by the way, was a tactical nuclear weapon, and its nuclear version.
Can I just interrupt and I'll throw it right back to you. But one of the number three goal of the communist 45 goals that were read into Congress says, develop the illusion that the total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. And that speaks to what you're talking about.
Yes, that's right. And Obama, you know, of course, the idea of a world without nuclear weapons is represented as some kind of a moral thing, a moral crusade, because nuclear weapons are evil, and their argument and that's the attitude of these new anti-nuclear activists, that nuclear weapons are so evil that it's okay for the U.S. to give up nuclear weapons unilaterally, because nuclear weapons are more evil. Even if they're in the possession of the good guy, United States,
but
they're more evil than Russia and China.
But evil so only okay for us, Dr. Pryor.
Yeah,
evil only for us, because
how it works out.
Because here we have Putin, who's threatening a nuclear strike against the Ukrainians, and even half the conservatives are saying, well, you know,
and against us.
What's being said is well, you know, he's justified, because, you know, I mean, you know, Ukraine is right up against his border, so he's justified. Can you imagine if Mexico or Canada were threatening a nuclear strike against the United States of America? Would they say that it's justified because the United States is throwing these illegal aliens back, or because of the battle that's happening at our border, so now Mexico is justified in threatening a nuclear strike against us? I mean, that's the kind of illogical logic they're using.
Right. And the point is, and you're getting way ahead of me, kind of,
oh,
my
sorry.
Bottom line. Yeah, you know, because we are, as I have described in past shows, we are in the middle of a nuclear crisis with Russia that I think is more severe than the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, especially if the left-wing mainstream media is right and Russia is on the ropes in Ukraine, and there's the risk of Vladimir Putin falling from power. Because if Putin falls from power, that means he and his family would likely be executed, and all of the elites who surround him will be executed, and they are not going to let that happen. They will roll the nuclear dice to win if they have to, you know, because they could win a nuclear war. They've got a 10-to-1 advantage over us in tactical nuclear weapons. And the whole point of President Trump's wise decision to bring back a replacement for the Tomahawk, okay, this new SLCM that Biden just canceled, the whole point of that was to compensate for the 10-to-1 advantage. They've got at least 10-to-1 advantage. America has only got 180 obsolete gravity bombs as tactical nuclear weapons, and Russia has got at least 2,000, maybe as many as 8,000. They've got at least a 10-to-1 advantage in tactical nuclear weapons. So President Trump was trying to restore balance to the tactical level. That's what the SLCM-N was all about. And Biden has canceled it in the middle of one of the most severe nuclear crises ever. It's a sign of weakness, okay?
Right.
It shows that Biden is really afraid of nuclear weapons, so afraid that even in the middle of a nuclear crisis, he's going to give up these weapons. And there's other things that send signals to Putin that he could win by nuclear war or just by the threat of nuclear war, because Biden has suspended two test launches of Minuteman ICBM missiles because he doesn't want to provoke the Russians during the Ukraine crisis.
Okay? Insane.
They also tried to conceal a hypersonic warhead test that we had because he doesn't want to provoke the Russians. He's kept our forces, our strategic forces, at DEFCON 5, which is their lowest readiness level, basically making them potentially vulnerable to a nuclear Pearl Harbor because they're not mobilized, while Russia has raised the readiness level of its forces. All these things signal to Putin, you know, I'm afraid of your nuclear weapons, the nuclear superiority you have. You know, it practically invites him to go to the nuclear level, at least rhetorically, at least in terms of threats, if not actually employing them, you know, to prevail in the Ukrainian crisis. So that's one thing. Now, let me talk about the other weapon, but it's even more important that Biden has decided to cancel. And that's called the B-83. And, you know, the B-83 is the most powerful. And by the way, the Slick-em N, the nuclear Slick-em N, was our tactical nuclear weapon. It's one of the lowest yield weapons. The warhead was it's called the W-80. And it has a dialable yield that goes down as low as 5 kilotons, okay, which is a very low yield. So this is for a battlefield uses, okay? And so that end of the deterrent spectrum, you know, battlefield deterrence has basically been given up by the Biden administration. They're not going to deploy it. The other end of the deterrent spectrum is the high-yield weapons. And all that's what the B-83 is about.
We're going to go into a break here. We can talk about that when we come out. You know, you mentioned about Pearl Harbor. My grandparents were actually at Pearl Harbor. They were part of the civilian population that was evacuated in the weeks before Pearl Harbor. Clearly, because there's evidence that would support that Roosevelt knew that Pearl Harbor was coming, and they gave the Japanese access to the entire island that never should have happened. Biden and the Democrats are foolishly believing that somehow they can allow Putin to act like the Japanese in World War II, and we're going to survive all of this. Another thing I want to ask you when we come back, Dr. Pry, is about the space wars or the space force that President Trump was putting together. And we'll talk about that when we come back after this. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
Coke, cocoa, and black molasses, and talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocoa molasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocoa molasses. Got my cocoa molasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocoa molasses to your health. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you.
You can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. And Dr. Pry, you were talking to us. I had mentioned about the connection between Biden's actions and the actions that took place. You mentioned Pearl Harbor, you know, that we could end up with a nuclear Pearl Harbor. I know that you were giving me a lot of great information about the whole Space Force program and who was in charge of that. But let me let you continue with what you were sharing, and then we've got about 7 minutes, roughly. So we'll get in as much of this as we possibly can. And if you want to get into the Space Force, by all means, you know, give us the highlights, the most important things right now that the American public needs to know. And I've got the Capitol switchboard number up. If we were going to call senators or congressmen and raise our voices to try to move the needle, how do we need to do it? What do we need to say? What do we need to be focused on?
Well, let me first quickly explain the second thing that Biden has done about the B-83 nuclear bomb, all right, and his cancellation of that, because that's even more important than the cancellation of the Slicum N. And the B-83 is the most powerful nuclear weapon in the U.S. nuclear deterrent. It's got it's a 1.2 megaton bomb. And why is it the most important weapon? Because Putin and Kim Jong-un and Xi in China, they all have deep underground shelters. They have deep underground facilities, you know, where they can survive a nuclear war. And that's one of the reasons they think that they can fight and win a nuclear war, because they and their top military political leaders can go down into these deeply buried shelters, you know, that can accommodate thousands of people and survive a nuclear war, except for possibly the B-83. It's the one weapon we've got that's sufficiently powerful that it might be able to generate a shockwave that's powerful enough to collapse those underground shelters. So it's our one way of holding these guys at risk. It's not guaranteed. Those shelters are so hard and deep, they might even be able to survive the B-83. But the B-83 is the one nuclear threat we've got. It would be delivered by the B-2 bomber. It's the one nuclear threat we've got that can hold the leaders at risk. And they care more about their own lives than they do about their people. You know, the best way to deter a nuclear war is by being able to put them at risk, to say, hey, if you attack us, you know, we can kill you, you know, with the B-83, or at least we might be able to do it with the B-83. Biden has canceled the B-83 in the nuclear posture review right in the middle of this huge crisis with Russia, this nuclear crisis with Russia. What kind of a signal does that send to Putin? Obviously, again, it shows, you know, that he is he's weak, and he's dismantling our deterrent right in the middle of a nuclear crisis on both ends of the deterrent spectrum, taking away our best tactical nuclear weapon and taking away our best offensive high-yield nuclear weapon for threatening the leadership. The B-83, by the way, is also, you know, our one hope against avoiding an asteroid attack. NASA had plans to use 6 B-83s if an asteroid was going to hit the Earth, you know, to blow the thing off course using the B-83, which Biden plans to dismantle. So what can people do? They should write to their senators and congressmen and say, you know, do not let the Biden administration cancel the B-83 bomb. Do not let them, you know, cancel and defund the sea-launched cruise missile for nuclear purposes. It's called the Slicum N, SLCM-N. You know, both of these weapons should continue. And the United States has to do a better overall job in its nuclear deterrent. You know, we need to be able to match Russia and China in advanced technology nuclear weapons. And our nuclear labs can't do that anymore. You know, over many years, not just from the Biden administration, but we've had a nuclear deterrence holiday for 30 years. We can't even make plutonium pits anymore or fundamental parts for our nuclear weapons. You know, some scientists think they're so old, and because they haven't been tested in 30 years, that they might not work in a conflict. So we've got to have a renaissance in terms of catching up with Russia and China in our ability to build nuclear weapons and to make advanced technology nuclear weapons. And that's what they should tell their leaders, that we're not happy with the fact that the U.S. nuclear deterrent has been allowed to wither away, and that Biden is canceling important parts of our nuclear deterrent posture.
Well, and it looks to me, as I see it here, the Military Times has an article, U.S. Strategic Command Chief, Sea Missile Cancellation Opens Deterrence and Assurance Gap, by Joe Gold, an article dated Tuesday, April 5th, just this past week.
Yes.
Where they were testifying.
His own Pentagon, his own military advisors are protesting what the President of the United States is doing. He's doing this against his own Pentagon. And you know what a bunch of wishy-washy guys they are, General Miley and the like. They're usually willing to do anything and go along with anything. But this one, even for them, it's such a bad decision. Even they are willing to go out and publicly oppose the president.
Well, and Army Times, it's interesting. So here's how they quarter this. In a letter Monday to lawmakers, Admiral Chaz Richard, U.S. Strategic Command's chief, said he was otherwise satisfied with Biden's fiscal 2023 defense budget proposal, but made the point about the slick'em N on Tuesday. It became fodder in an unfolding fight over plans to defund the submarine-launched low-yield missile.
Yes. So, I mean, that takes great, you know, courage for these Biden administration generals and appointees to go against their boss and say, well, we disagree with this. And I tell you, this is just the beginning, you know. This is what in Washington they call weather balloons. If the anti-nuclear activists in the Biden administration can get away with canceling these highly significant weapon systems, expect more of the same. They're not going to stop there. They're going to keep cutting away at us. And these cuts, nobody knows. You know, we've never gone through this experiment before where the United States has failed to maintain the nuclear balance with Russia and China. During the Cold War, Ronald Reagan won the Cold War, and successive Democrat and Republican presidents won the Cold War because we followed the principle that we would not allow Russia to gain numerical or technological advantages over us in the nuclear balance. It was too important to allow that to happen. But we're doing a new experiment here with Biden, where we're deliberately cutting away our nuclear strength and hoping that we won't get into a nuclear war as a consequence.
It's a very scary position to put us in. Ladies and gentlemen, contact the Capitol switchboard numbers up here, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Call today and tell them, please do not cancel the Slick'em N program, and also ask them not to cancel the B-83 program as well. And you can make that call today. I'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.